I was a fairly reserved, unaggressive, always anxious to avoid conflict kind of person. So it sort of always amazes me that I did this. And I think when we talk of fear, it was like some part of me that had been buried came to the fore when after we were mugged. I was in a group of about maybe 8 people, and none of whom I knew until I got on the bus with them. And we were going to be interviewed individually by a very beefy, kind of aggressive white man on the police force. I don't know what his title was. And for some reason, I volunteered to go first. And I went in, and the first thing he said was, "So, what kind of a name is Ziskind?" And I knew immediately, because I'd already seen the newspapers where they referred to the Freedom Riders as commie Jews, hyphenated, and that we were all drug addicts, etc. So I knew immediately what he was getting at. And I said, "You know, it's an American name. I'm from America." And he wasn't having any of it. So I finally just looked at him and I said, "Are you asking me if I'm Jewish?" And I don't remember. But I mean, I sort of confronted him. And then he said, "Come down here to sleep with niggas." And I said, "It's none of your business." And I couldn't, I didn't say no. And so he kept sort of goading me, so you're ashamed of it. Came down here to sleep with niggas and you're ashamed of it. And I drew myself up to my full height. I don't know where this came from, but I still remember exactly what I said to him. I looked him in the eye and I said, "Sergeant, whatever. I'm sure there are many things in your private life of which you are not ashamed that you don't care to discuss in public." And that was the end of that. And I kind of looked over my shoulder to see who was speaking, but it turned out to be me. So I'll end there. Wow.